Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections, a look at issues and happenings on Classic Hits 107.1 WHJB. Here now is your host, Jennifer Mealy, Chief Communications Officer and Managing Director of Evangelization of the Diocese of Greensburg.
Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and over the years of hosting this show, one of my most favorite guests is anyone who comes to talk about the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, because there's always so much going on there, and today is no exception. I'm on the line today with Claire Ertl. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, as the seasons change and we get closer to the holidays, the Westmoreland Museum makes sure that everyone can take advantage of the wonderful art that's there to see, and also with some activities. And I reached out to you because I wanted to hear more about Late Night Thursdays. So tell us all about it.
Yes. Yeah, so we just kicked off our winter lights display at the museum. And so that's something we've been doing for a number of years now, or several years now, where we, during the winter months, illuminate the outside of the museum with a beautiful light display. And it's sponsored by Lux Creative, as well as First Energy Foundation and Penn State New Kensington. And we wanted to provide an opportunity for our visitors to not only enjoy the outside of the museum during the evening hours when the light display is on, but also to enjoy everything that's going on inside. So for the month of December and January, we're going to be open until 8 p.m. Normally, our closing time is 5. So the museum is open from Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. But we'll have these special late night hours on Thursday evenings where we'll stay open till 8. So you can enjoy the winter lights outside and then come on inside. We'll have free hot cocoa and cider. And we'll do different special happenings each night. So it's basically 8 Thursday evenings throughout those 2 months. And the first Thursday, we're going to have a special holiday card making art making activity. So you can make your own holiday card. And you can also then that night save in our museum shop 10% off the holiday cards we have to offer there. So that just kind of gives you an idea of some of the special things we're doing each of those Thursdays.
I think that sounds great. So that's the first Thursday in December. Do you want to highlight any of the other special activities that are happening on Thursdays?
Yeah, and we have them, of course, all detailed on our website. So if you go to our website and our calendar, you can see all of our upcoming events, including these late winter lights, late night Thursdays. The second Thursday, which would be Thursday, December 8th, we're doing a fun sip and shop event. So there will be special drinks available for purchase. In addition to, we'll have the free hot cocoa and cider throughout every Thursday night. And you can just sort of enjoy while you're drinking on your beverage and shopping in our shop. We'll have some special discounts, and we'll also have a featured artisan available there to speak about her hand-woven jewelry line, Meta Lace. That's Catherine Stanko. So it'll be sort of a fun pop-up opportunity to meet with this local artisan who sells her jewelry in our shop. And I also wanted to mention that for every winter lights late night, we'll have a fun scavenger hunt through the gallery. So it's very family friendly. Bring the whole family and you can work on the scavenger hunt together. In addition to, some of the special things that we'll have on these other Thursdays.
This sounds amazing. I also see an art on tap, Let It Snow. That's coming up on December 9th. That looks amazing.
It is, yeah. So we have brought back our very popular Art on Tap series, and we had some fun ones already with a Halloween-themed one, of course, and or an Oktoberfest-themed one, I should say, rather. So this December Art on Tap is going to be, we'll have various... It'll be festive and seasonal with music and activities to keep you warm indoors and out. And you'll be able to also that night, of course, enjoy the winter lights display. And I wanted to point out, too, that the museum is free admission and we have free parking right on site. For these late night Thursdays, that is free as well. Now, for Art on Tap, because it is something that you receive food and drink when you attend, there is a ticket price, but it's very reasonable. It's $12 for museum members and $15 for non-members. But again, if you're just coming for a general visit to the museum and not a special art on tap night, the admission is free. So even if you have just an hour to, you know, out of your busy schedule to stop in, we'd love to have you. And, you know, there's, you don't have to feel like you need to stay there for 3 hours because maybe you can come back another time and, you know, we're always free.
That's amazing. And I really admire, too, how much you cater to young people and children. There's a lot to talk about with that. And one of them is you, I think you really try to reach out and bring schools in, right? You have school tours, you work with teachers. You want to give us an example of that?
We do, yes. So our learning engagement and partnerships department runs all of our school tours. And we have a very active school tour program where we're bringing in children of a variety of ages from, you know, grade school all the way up through high school. And we have a wonderful volunteer core of docents or tour guides who really provide excellent tours. In addition to our trained staff, it's a part of our LEAP or our learning engagement and partnership staff. And so the tours oftentimes will be very interactive with both time in the galleries and an art making experience as well as part of that. So it's really immersive in that you're seeing the art on the walls of the museum, but then you're also having your own opportunity to make a work of art.
And I think that's so special. And I know pretty much every month you have some kind of Saturday studio, right, for the kids?
We do, yeah. So our Saturday studio classes are select Saturdays. And those are basically fall through spring, kind of, you know, going along with the school year. And so those are also available on our website. There is a cost for those. And they're designed for ages 7 through 10. And our studio programs coordinator does an excellent job putting together really fun art activities that oftentimes are seasonally tied. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, for November, there was something where they were creating a really fun turkey activity, you know, so you can get a sense of some of those activities or some of those projects that the children create.
It's nice to see you bring young people in and be able to get them immersed in the art, because I think what you're trying to do is sort of form the next generation of art enthusiasts, I would imagine, right?
Right, definitely, yes. So we hope that if you come to the museum when you're young, maybe as part of a school group or for one of our Sunday fun day family events, you know, that you really feel that you're welcome at the museum and that you belong there, sort of breaking that barrier that maybe some people think that that an art museum is not for everyone, but you really don't have to be, you know, an art historian to enjoy the experience at an art museum. And we really hope that we can, you know, make the Westmoreland be a place for everyone and really make it clear that everyone is welcome. And we hope that the free admission is also part of that, breaking one of those barriers that, you know, that there's no cost on your part to come. So it's really just to come with an open mind and experience thought-provoking and beautiful art. And a lot of the art is really centered right here from our region. So we have a wonderful collection of art that reflects the steel era in Pittsburgh, as well as just other scenes of southwestern Pennsylvania that are more agrarian. And so I think that, you know, you can definitely feel at home whether if you're from this region in particular when you come to the museum, because it, you know, you'll see something that really resonates with you.
Wow, what a difference from COVID until now, because, you know, now when you look at your website, I mean, there's jazz concerts and there's Sunday speakers with coffee and there's, you know, constantly something happening. I have no idea how your staff manages all this because it's just so intense. But, you know, I think you really tried to stay connected during COVID as well. You were virtual for some events, right?
We did. Yeah. We launched a number of virtual programs and we've tried to sort of keep some of that going and are looking now sort of as our next wave of programming will be launched kind of coming up this winter and into spring to do some hybrid things so that there is the opportunity to be in person, but you may also be able to experience it from home. And then our YouTube channel is very active in terms of posting videos. Some of our live events that we've had more recently, we also post after the event, so you can experience there on the Westmoreland's YouTube page. And I should point out that a lot of our programming ties to the wonderful featured exhibitions that we present. So we have a permanent collection of over 3,600 works of art, and we have galleries dedicated to that permanent collection. But then we also present featured temporary exhibitions. So the exhibition that we have right now is called Gate Crashers, The Rise of the Self-Taught Artist in America. And that's a nationally traveling exhibition that the Westmoreland actually loaned some works of art for the national tour, several of our John Cain paintings. And it toured to two other museum venues. And then the Westmoreland is the final venue on that tour. So it's a national tour. It's really a amazing opportunity to see this exhibition right in your backyard that features 60 works of art from leading collections across the country. And it's all artists from the early 19th century, around the 1920s, 30s, 40s, that really opened the doors and redefined what it meant to be an artist in America. So these artists that were self-taught, that did not have formal art school training, they began to be accepted into the mainstream art world. And artists like John Cain, who is from Pittsburgh, as well as Grandma Moses, that some people may have heard of, and Horace Pippin kind of are the three leading gate crashers, if you will. But the exhibition is also comprised of many other self-taught artists that then the doors were opened for by these ones that sort of paved the way.
So this was sort of post-World War, crashing the gates, right? And this is diversifying the art world, race, ethnicity, class, ability, gender, anything specific that you'd like to mention or that might draw people in that they would like to see?
Yeah, I think that there's just a lot of really sort of charming works of art from Grandma Moses's winter scenes that are some, you know, you may have seen before and not really recall, oh, that's a Grandma Moses scene. Mm-hmm. But it's also just, I think, you know, a reminder that someone had to be the gate crasher, right? Someone had to be the one to first open the doors and to really just recognize how important these artists were and sort of, and again, you know, like I said, redefining American art and yes, opening the doors in terms of, like you said, ability, race, class, gender. And, you know, John Cain famously said he painted more houses than he did canvases. And he didn't really start his professional career until much later in life. So really, you know, anyone can be an artist, I think, too. And it's just really to kind of just make you appreciate that what it takes to be an artist maybe isn't always what you expect, but it's more so just the dedication to the work and looking at the world and through interesting lenses or perspectives. And I think that you'll again really just enjoy all of these works of art in the exhibition. We've been highlighting this beautiful work of these vivid bright horses that's by a lesser known artist. That's sort of our signature work that we've used for all the marketing. And for me, I know I was just in awe when I actually saw that work in person, because it's just so beautiful to see in our gallery, finally, after seeing it, you know, on my computer screen. So I hope everybody else will have the same joy in seeing these great works of art.
That's a really good description. And all of this is supported by patrons, people who, organizations who care about art and care about the promotion of art. And I see everybody from the Heinz Endowment, the Hillman Exhibition Fund, Richard C. Von Hess Foundation, National Arts Endowment, the Rabkin Foundation. Wow. I mean, this takes a lot of coordination to get where it is.
Yes, yes. So we thank you for pointing out all those funders. Yeah, we're, you know, so grateful to all of the foundations in Pittsburgh. And then for this national tour, the national entities that supported the exhibition, because yes, it's not cheap to travel an exhibition. And it's not, you know, cheap for us to be able to present it here and to serve the public so that they can experience it. So, yeah, it takes a lot of amazing and generous support from these foundations, and also to the members of our museum and the donors to our museum who make what we do every day possible and make the free admission to our general visitors possible.
Claire Ertl is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. She's talking with us today about late night Thursdays that are happening at the museum in December and January, as well as the current featured exhibition called Gatecrashers, The Rise of Self-Taught Artists in America. Right after the break, we're going to talk about another featured exhibition from Gavin Benjamin, Break Down and Let It All Out. Can't wait to hear about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Westmoreland Community Connections on Classic Hits 107.1 WHJB. If you have a suggestion for a topic, or if your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on this program, call us during regular business hours at 724-216-1200.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, really enjoying my talk today with Claire Ertl. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. And you guys are so busy. There is just one thing after another happening at the Westmoreland Museum of Art. Very quickly, let's recap on the late night Thursdays. Tell us what that is and when people can enjoy it.
Sure. Yeah. So our winter lights display just recently launched, and that's when we illuminate the exterior of the museum throughout the winter months. And as a part of that, this year we are having some special late night evenings, and those are Thursday evenings throughout December and January. And you will have the opportunity to enjoy the winter lights outdoors and then come inside and do things like an art scavenger hunt that has a winter theme, have free hot cocoa, hot chocolate, and then we'll have some special happenings also going on, like some art making activities, some musical performances on certain evenings. We're doing a special shop and sip one night where you can enjoy discounts in our shop and also have a fun wintry beverage while you're doing that. So just a whole slate of fun happenings to go along with our winter lights display.
We were just talking about one of your featured exhibitions about Gatecrashers, The Rise of Self-Taught Artists in America. And you were talking about post-World War I, people who maybe weren't officially trained in art, despite their training, despite their gender, despite their race or their ability, became artists. And it sounds like this was a magnificent exhibition. Now, when will that run? You know, how long do people have to see that?
Right. So Gatecrashers opened in October and it runs through February 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of time to get there if they can't get there right over the holidays.
They do. So, yeah. And this is a nationally touring exhibition. And so I really urge you to come have the opportunity to see it when it's right here in your backyard. We are the final venue of three museum venues to present it, but closing Sunday, February 5th. And the museum is open Wednesday through Sundays, 10 to 5. And then, as I mentioned, in December and January, we have the special late night Thursdays where you also can come in and view Gatecrashers. And admission to the museum is free, and it's also free for the late night Thursdays.
Let's talk about the Gavin Benjamin Breakdown and Let It All Out. I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful artist in residency program that we presented in partnership with Boom Concepts, organization out of Pittsburgh, and with special support from this exhibition in itself is with special support from the Fine Foundation. Mm-hmm. But Gavin Benjamin was a previous resident artist of ours. And during his residency, he did a really remarkable thing where he wanted to establish relationships with community members who might not have always thought of the museum as a place for them. So he then was raised in Brooklyn, New York. He's a Pittsburgh-based photographer. He established these relationships with members of the African-American community in our region, as well as recent immigrants and first-generation Americans. And he invited them to come to the museum, and he took portraits of them, which, you know, is his art form, photography, in our paneled rooms, which, for those of you who aren't familiar, there are two rooms in the museum galleries that are the paneled rooms that were actually donated to us years and years ago from the Scaife family. And so he sort of reimagined that these rooms were the interior spaces of houses potentially inhabited by these individuals. And he then, you know, what his ultimate vision for this whole project was then to have an exhibition on view in this very same space where he took the, where he had held the photography sessions, and to have these individuals on the walls of our museum alongside works from our permanent collection. And so that is what is now happened. And it's really an amazing experience. And it's interesting too, that some of the works of art or some of his photographs actually mimic the works of art in our collection. So if they were scenes, for instance, we have a painting called The Coke Drinkers, and it's three individuals sitting and drinking out of glasses, which presumably contain Coca-Cola. And so then he kind of recreated that, those just the placements of the individuals to form the same kind of compositions. So it's really striking to see then these everyday individuals from our community next to this fine work of art in our galleries. And so I think that everyone can really find sort of enjoyment in experiencing these works. And we had a wonderful opening for these, where a lot of the community members that were featured in the photographs came. And, you know, it was such a delight to see them as they looked at themselves on the walls of the museum, experiencing that for the first time. So,
wow, that sounds amazing. And what a great concept for him to reach out to people who might not normally think that the museum would be a place for them. And I'm sure it's opened so many doors for the Westmoreland Museum.
Right, right. So I hope that, you know, yes, everyone will be coming back again and again to see this exhibition that was a part of the project, and that they'll spread word and bring all of their friends and family to view the works as well.
And when does that run until?
So that has the same run as Gatecrashers, The Rise of the Self-Taught Artist in America. So it runs through Sunday, February 5th.
Do we get any preview of what's coming after February? Are you allowed to talk about that at all?
I can, yeah. So our next exhibition, our next featured exhibition, will be Action Abstraction Redefined. And that is a exhibition that highlights art of contemporary Native American artists. So it's going to be 52 paintings, sculpture, and works on paper by 32 different artists. And they are, or that the exhibition is organized by the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And this project is supported by the Art Bridges Foundation. So we're able to bring it here with generous support through Art Bridges.
And that will run from February until summertime, about?
Yeah, so the end of February through the end of May, February 26th through May 28th, 2023.
That is great. So we have to ask about you now. Now that we've talked about everything that's happening, we have to ask about you. Do you love your job? You must love this job.
I do. I do love my job. Yes. You know, it's great for me. I actually have an educational background in studio art, although I don't find much time to practice my own art making currently. But so this job is really just a thrill for me. It's a wonderful place to come to work to this beautiful museum. And I just hope that we can spread word about it and have more and more of the community enjoy it. Sometimes we hear that we're a hidden gem. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, through programs like yours, thank you so much for having us on, that we can spread further word and just really let everyone know that we welcome all at the Westmoreland.
So did you grow up in Greensburg, or how did you make your way here?
So I did not, and I actually live in Pittsburgh in the North Hills area. So, and there's a number of us on staff at the museum that kind of make that reverse commute, because it really is, I guess you could say, like a destination workplace. It's such a wonderful asset, cultural asset here in our region, not just in Greensburg, but in the greater Pittsburgh region. So there are a number of us who come from sort of outside the Greensburg area to work and support the museum.
And that's nice. And where did you come from? Where did you work before this?
So prior to coming to the Westmoreland, I was at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra for over 9 years in their marketing department.
Oh, very nice. That's wonderful. And then we scooped you up out here in Greensburg, and we're happy about that. That's great. And the talent of the people that you work with, from the CEO, the curator, you know, your fellow marketing folks, it's just a tremendous amount of talent in one building, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. Our new chief curator, Jeremiah William McCarthy, who I think you mentioned, Jennifer, that there's a fun upcoming event where he will do a tour. It's called Caffeinated and Curated. And so that would be a great opportunity for those who haven't yet met Jeremiah. And he is extremely talented. And we're such we're so delighted to have him as our new chief curator. Has big shoes to fill with Barbara Jones, who was here, our longtime chief curator. But he's really just fitting right in with the staff and had to dive in and take on a lot of projects right away. But so that's Sunday, December 11th at 11 a.m. from 1 p.m. And it's a fun event where you'll go on a special, you know, exclusive tour with Jeremiah, plus have some coffee and pastries and things like that. So a nice Sunday morning event.
So that's nice to have him on board. I know Barbara, I've worked with her for years, and you know, I'm sure everyone was sad to see her go, but it sounds like this is a great fit and a lot happening at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. So before we end the show, would you take a minute and go over the website, the social, the YouTube, you know, anything else, any other ways that people can engage with you, please?
Yes, thank you. So our website is thewestmoreland.org. And you can find our full calendar of events there, all of our educational programs, all of our fun events like Art on Tap and the Sunday Fun Days, which are family-oriented. We have one of those coming up in February. We are also very active on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And we do have a YouTube page where we post videos of some of our events and programs. So you can, even if you couldn't make it in person, you can experience those after the fact. And again, I'll just say that the museum is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then these special late night hours this December and January from 5 till 8 p.m. We'll be open late till 8 p.m. So, and then we have the winter lights on view. They've started now and they're on view all the way through the end of January. And we have some fun photo ops out in our garden space where the museum is illuminated and you can take your photo. Might be a great place to capture the last minute holiday card photo with the beautiful lights in the background. So yeah.
That sounds really great. And then also, if someone's interested in donating to the museum, how can they do that?
Yeah, so right on our website, thewestmoreland.org, we have in the upper right corner a donate tab. So you can with ease, you know, go right to our donation form and make a donation, which we would greatly appreciate as a free museum to be able to continue to be a vital asset for our community and for the greater Pittsburgh region.
Claire Ertl is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. I hope you'll come back on in February and tell us about your new exhibition.
I would love to. Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
That would be wonderful. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.
This has been Westmoreland Community Connections, a look at issues and happenings in and around Westmoreland County. Join us again next week on Classic Hits 107.1 WHJB.